You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on AM 770 KTTH.
And you're welcome to join us at Seattle Summit coming up Thursday, August 15th at the Rainier Club. This is the premier residential real estate event of the summer. We will welcome and honor reporter Kirsten Grind, who wrote The Lost Bank. If you listened to last week's show, great insight from her on the collapse of Washington Mutual. And she is one of our special guests for Seattle Summit coming up August 15th. Also, author and motivational speaker Greg Bell joins us. You'll hear from Greg coming up here on this show in about 30 minutes, so stick around for that. We'll also have a market Q&A with Mark Hanna, the chairman and CEO of Directors Mortgage, and our special guest, Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group. We continue our conversation with Pat now as we shift the focus from the local real estate market to the national scene. Is there cause for concern with things slowing down? Some revisions in GDP. Okay, Pat, we got some soft retail sales numbers here recently, and growth outlook revised downward to about 1.5% GDP. Is this another one of those here we go agains?
I don't think so, Brian. I think what has occurred is, as it always does, you have some positive numbers, expectations get ahead of reality. We've talked over the last 3 years about this being a long, slow process. The consumer has more spendable dollars now, but the consumer is not flush. It isn't like all of a sudden all the ills go away and you can randomly spend dollars. So I think the pundits get a little bit ahead of it. They get excited. They see some positive numbers. Okay, we're gonna skyrocket now. This is a long, slow slog uphill. And, you know, I think the reasonable expectations the rest of the year, 2%. Goldman Sachs and some other people are predicting north of 3% second half of next year. That's possible, but also remember that our GDP is impacted quite a bit by government spending, and government spending in third and fourth quarter will be better but still depressed.
Well, you mentioned the pundits, and we've also had the Federal Reserve. Do you think they were a little shocked by this pullback in refi activity with the jump in interest rates?
Well, one of two things happened, Brian, and there's a lot of debate going on about this. One of two things happened. Either they grossly underestimated the reaction of the financial markets to the idea of a decline in bond buying, or they purposely decided they needed to deflate asset bubbles by rapidly rising rates. So you can pick either way. I think the impact exceeded their expectations, no matter what their motivation was. We had a very, very sharp upturn in interest rates. It has impacted the real estate market in the sense that refis have dropped to less than half of what they were. The 1% increase in 30-year mortgage rates made it very difficult for a lot of people, or harder for a lot of people to do a refi. I do think it has had a small impact on the bottom end of the resale market, although resales have continued to improve gradually, and I think I'm still optimistic about the resale market.
With Patrick Stone here at Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, this is Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack, and I got to vote for the "they didn't know this was coming" when you mentioned that, because, you know, Bernanke comes out about 2 weeks later and says, "Oh, hold on, you know, hey, we're not, you know, riding off into the sunset anytime soon." So I think it surprised them. And you talk about what this does to the housing market, and that's a big concern, because the housing market fuels a big chunk of the economy, and that's really what, you know, has been a positive for us here in the last year or so.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, one thing about QE, and you and I have talked about this, and you hear a lot of conversation, did QE work? And you'll see people come out and strongly say that it did not work. The reality is that QE increased asset values in our country significantly. For the average American, that's the value of their home. If you're an investor or have securities, then that's also, you've also benefited, because the stock market's gone up. So QE did increase asset values tremendously. It also allowed consumers to lower their debt service. And I think it has had a profound and positive impact on our market. The question has always been, how do they start winding it down? Now, Bernanke did backpedal, as has a lot of the Fed participants, and said very clearly that they're not going to raise the overnight rate. They're not going to, the Fed funds rate, they're not going to do anything to tighten the economy, that even if they lessen the amount of bonds being bought monthly, that it'll still be an accommodative and expansive policy, even though they're buying less. Financial markets grabbed onto it and adjusted quickly. Now, we'll see what happens from here. The rate may trend down a little bit from here, but I think that we've had a fairly profound change.
We'll talk more with Patrick Stone about the housing markets across Puget Sound and the Portland market coming up in our next segment. But to kind of continue this conversation about, you know, housing and where we go from here, this does have a big impact. And, I mean, obviously, I know you mentioned to me before we hit the air that you have to, you know, scale your business. How many other businesses out there have to do that? We've got mortgage companies that have been doing very well the last year or two with this housing comeback. This has a broad impact on the overall economy.
Well, it does. I think the real adjustment has probably been in the mortgage origination side of the business, because that's what dropped in half, principally because of decline in refinances. And I know a lot of lenders have scaled back their mortgage operations. I would say that the underlying impact, or the fundamental impact of on real estate or real estate on the economy, has been in the resale market. Because what happens is, if someone buys a new home, of course, you've got the labor that went into constructing the new home. You've got the purchases that go into furnishing a new home. If somebody buys a resale home, they usually go out and buy new furniture or maybe a new TV, new rugs. They do something. So the resale market has a much bigger impact overall on the economy than the refi market. The refi market, in terms of adjustments, is principally around loan origination, people involved in loan origination. And then I think also I personally wish it would have gone on a little bit longer, not only for my personal business, but I think also having people being able to refi allowed them to have maybe $2,000 or $3,000 more disposable income a year once they refied their home. There are still about 18 million homes out there with mortgages in excess of 5%. Many of them, it is no longer attractive to refi, or they will not be able to refi. But had it gone on a little bit further, I think we would increase the health of the consumer.
Pat Stone joining us here on Business Briefing. By the numbers I've seen, 25 to 30% of homes across the Northwest are still underwater. And with the rise in rates now, you just mentioned there are a lot of these folks who maybe couldn't refi because of credit issues or being underwater, or a number of reasons. What does this do over the next 3 to 5 years, Pat? And this is kind of off topic here, but what does this do with a rise in rates here, where you have so many of the people who could refinance down to, you know, 3, 3.5? Does it cement that market over? I mean, are those people going to stay in those homes for longer, obviously, because they've got a lower rate?
Well, Brian, I'm not here to argue with you. I don't think the number of underwater homes is that high anymore. In fact, I think it's down under 19% now. I mean, we'll have to dig and find some current numbers. But there's an interesting thing happened in the last 12 months, and that is you've seen a $2 trillion increase in overall home equity in the United States. We're back to about $9.1 trillion in home equity. The peak was 2007 at $10 trillion. So we're not completely back in terms of the amount of equity, but you've seen a very rapid and pronounced increase in home equity across the board. That's taken the amount of underwater homes down significantly, and the ones that are still underwater, many of them are rapidly approaching break-even. The impact socially is being debated by a lot of people, whether or not these people will stay in the home. It's really fascinating to me, and I'm guilty of it, as is every human being, and that is you lose sight of the fact that money is a fungible item, and you tend to wait to recover to a positive level before you dispose of an asset. So I do think there'll be more homes coming on the market through appreciation as people are positive or become positive. And I think the risk of the underwater home, the large amount of underwater homes impacting us socially and changing behavior, has been minimized greatly by the appreciation.
And great insight, as always, from Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group. He will join us at Seattle Summit coming up August 15th at the Rainier Club. Seattle Business Magazine, looking for entries from family businesses for the 2013 Family Business Awards. If you run a successful family business, or if you know of one that deserves recognition, go to seattlebusinessmag.com, click on the Family Business Awards icon on the top left, and enter your business. The winners will be recognized at a huge event coming up in November and a feature in Seattle Business Magazine's December issue. Get those entries in now. Head to seattlebusinessmag.com, click on the Family Business Awards icon, and enter your business.